of you know that Jesus loves you? If you know that he loves you, raise your hands above your head and clap them like there's no tomorrow. Thank you so much for trying. Everybody standing. If you know that Jesus loves you, I want you to celebrate his love. Just celebrate his love. Come on, clap your hands and celebrate his love.
Make some noise for Jesus. Make some noise for Jesus. Make more noise for Jesus. Make some noise for Jesus. More joy. Praise him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. Praise that Jesus.
Tumuwa etendo.
Praise him.
Tumugulumiza.
We exhort him.
Obulamu bwa ffe bwonna.
All our lives.
Kubanga Yesu mulungi.
Because he's good.
Wandibadde wa.
Where would you be?
Wandibadde wa.
Where would you have been?
Singate yakulokola.
If he didn't save you.
Lowoza je wandibadde.
Think about it. Where would you have been?
Wandibadde wa.
Where would you be now?
Singa Katonda teyakusasira gwe.
If he didn't have mercy on you.
Akuliranye tamanyi bulamu bwo.
Your neighbor does not understand your life.
Aye gwe ne Katonda mubumanyi.
But between you and God, you know your kind of life.
Akuliranye tamanyi bizibu byo.
The person seated next to you doesn't know your challenges. Where you come from.
Na ye gwe ne Katonda mubimanyi.
But between you and God, you understand.
Wandibadde wa.
Where would you have been?
Now
raise up your hands and give him praise. 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 Go ahead and give him praise. You know why you have to give him praise. You know where you've come from. Give him praise. Give him praise. You are good, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Everyone say wow.
Wow.
It is beautiful to be in the presence of God. Don't sit yet. I'm so happy to see our brothers and sisters from Sweden.
Thank you very much for coming to Uganda. Thank you for coming to Uganda.
It is
so a great joy and honor to receive you in this place. And secondly, I'm so happy because I live in your country. I've worked in Sweden for many years.
So
it blesses my heart to see you coming into my nation.
So
my
country.
Now I want us to clap our hands and appreciate them. Appreciate them. Come on, appreciate them. Because they came. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming. And welcome to Uganda. We welcome you to Uganda. And we believe that God is going to use you in our community here and in Masaka. We will go to Masaka. We will have a healing meeting tomorrow. I and a few leaders, we are leaving tonight. You know, in the evening we'll go to Masaka. And then the rest of the team from Sweden and some few people from here will join us tomorrow. And then we'll return on Tuesday for the Love Encounter here. This is our first time to do Love Encounter Masaka. And we're going to do many love encounters in different places. Yes, because God has blessed us.
Amen. So good. So let's clap our hands for the pastors. Pastor Carol. Appreciate her. Pastor Dave.
Musumba David.
Pastor Peter. Pastor Amos and Pastor Patrick.
Name is Sumba Patrick.
He's right now in Masaka.
Ali Masaka kakati.
So he's organizing.
Ali mukuteka teka.
And we'll go and meet him today.
Era tugenda kumusinka nolwali.
So we want to thank you, our leaders.
Twala kubibaza bakulembeze.
The CGT.
Church growth team.
And the administrators. Do we have them here? Yes. Pastor Caro.
Sumba Caro.
Damzungu.
Uncle Frank.
Frank. And Mercy. Appreciate Mercy. Them. They do a great work. Who else is here? Is our chairman here?
Chairman Taliwo.
The chairman is on here. Brian Mugabe. And is John Damlira here? John Damlira is not here. Okay, let's clap our hands for these people that do the work to make sure CCK is running, just Earth is running, Smile of Hope is operating, and some other things that we do. And the staff, where are the staff? Staff members, raise your hands. The staff and volunteers. If you're staff members. Staff members, wow, let's clap our hands for our staff. Yeah,
amen.
Wonderful. Okay, CCK, what are we about? We are about the Great Commission, manifesting Christ in our everyday life, preaching the unconditional love and grace of God to the nations of the world, leading people into an intimate relationship.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen.
That we are in love encounter.
Tulimuiki a love encounter.
And God is calling us to release His love. Can we redo the daily devotion today? Just take us through that again. Not the prayer, but the daily devotion. It's powerful. It's powerful. Insight into the realm of love. Insight into the realm of love.
Okay. We are reading the from the book of John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. I request you to turn to the screen and let us read together. Verse 12 of the Bible says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another." Yes, we can read the scripture together. One, two, three, go.
"This is my commandment,
that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Okay, now let me read as you listen. The revelation of God's love plays a central role in our faith. The knowledge of God's unconditional love serves as the foundation for our capacity to love one another. Jesus gave us a new commandment. And this is the commandment: to love one another just as He loved us. Hallelujah. The standard of this love is Jesus' sacrificial love, demonstrated by His willingness to lay down His life for His friends, you and I. This act of selfless love is indeed the pinnacle of love, as it involves the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. When Jesus said this, He knew that no man had ever loved like Him. He knew that we could not give what we did not have. And that is why in 1 John chapter 4, verses 19, Jesus emphasizes the source of love. And this is the source: we love God because He first loved us. Hallelujah. The ability to love is derived from God's love for us. As a result of experiencing and understanding God's unconditional love, we are naturally inclined to respond in love, both toward God and others. So many times I have carried out deep conversations within the Holy, with the Holy Spirit in the chambers of my heart concerning love, and I always get the opportunity to experience the interconnectedness of love. The love of God, God's love for man, and man's love for God, and the outpouring of love among individuals. It is a beautiful experience. We all need it. It's a beautiful experience. It is a beautiful experience that the writer is sharing with us. So that lifts my heart in a higher realms. Hallelujah. Do you desire to have your heart in the realm of love? Listen to this, child of God. Our insight into the instinctual nature of love as a response to God's love is well founded. God's love leads us to a natural and a heartfelt love for both God and fellow human beings. Praise the Lord. Love has shaped our thinking and taught us how to treat one another and the world around us. Hallelujah.
Let's pray that prayer again. Let's pray that prayer again.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hands and pray that prayer.
Close your eyes, everyone, and repeat after me. With your hands raised up. Say, Dear Heavenly Father. One more time, Dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for your transformative power of love. Precious Holy Spirit. Cause my heart to be lifted in the higher realm of love. Can we say that again? Precious Holy Spirit, cause my heart to be lifted in the higher realm of love. Let the power of love shape my attitude and actions. I receive insight. One more time, I receive insight. Say it like you mean it. I receive insight into the power of love in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's take our seats.
Katuleko.
Amen. Praise God. Are you happy to be here? Let's go into today's word. I'm gonna share with you the message that is not so new to you. It is what we know. Okay, because we are about the Great Commission. Manifesting Christ in our everyday life. Preaching the unconditional love and grace of God to the nations of the world. And leading people into an intimate relationship with God. So that's what we know. Okay, that's what we know. And so the message I'm sharing today and next Sunday is not far from what we know. But it's just to remind us of the mandate. Okay? The Bible says, seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. And all these other things shall be added to you. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Things shall be added to us. So, if I want to teach you to live a good life in this life, to be successful in this life, this is what we need to learn. When we seek the kingdom of God and when we seek his righteousness, everything else begins to fall in place. The reason why we chase things and catch nothing
ensonga lwaki tugoba ebintu ne tutakwatayo nakimu
and get frustrated in life
ne tunyigirizibwa mu bulamu
is because we violate the order of the spirit
kubanga tumenya amateeka ag'omwoyo
the order of the spirit is not you chasing anything else
eteeka ery'omwoyo sigwe kugoba kintu kyonna
other things must chase you
ebintu byebiteeka okugoba
what you must chase is the kingdom
kyoteeka okugoba kyokka bwe bwakabaka
when you chase the kingdom
bw'ogoba obwakabaka
things fall in place for you
ebintu bikugoberera
Raise your hands and say, Lord, help me see it. So what I'm sharing today is you and the Great Commission. And especially that we are in the Love Encounter Week. We must do this with passion and understanding. So it's you and the Great Commission that we want to talk about. Say me and the Great Commission. Now let's go to Matthew 9.
Matthew 9
verse 35 to 38. 35 to 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Okay? He went about in all cities and villages. Let's all read together. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. Then Jesus went about all. Yes, doing what? Come on, come on, raise your voice. Let's go back. 1, 2, 3, go. Then. Doing what? Teaching in their synagogues. Yes. Preaching the gospel of what? Jesus was seeking the kingdom. How do we seek the kingdom? By preaching the kingdom. Yeah? Because when we preach the kingdom manifests. So how do we seek the kingdom? We seek the kingdom by teaching. Things concerning the kingdom. By preaching the kingdom. So Jesus was seeking the kingdom. The kingdom there is not the church. The church is not the kingdom. The kingdom is not a place, a location. The kingdom is a manifestation of what is in the spirit. Okay, Basileia. Alright, so he was seeking Basileia. And let's go on. 1, 2, 3, go. And healing every... among the people. Next. Let's go. Yes. What? How do you feel when you see a sinner? When he looked at them, he was filled with compassion. Are you compassionate? When you look at your friends that are not born again, how do you feel? This is how Jesus felt. And this is how we begin to seek the kingdom. Is when we feel compassion for the oppressed, for the sick, for the demon possessed. We feel so bad that they are suffering. So this is how Jesus did it. Okay.
All
right. So let's go. Because let's go back. 1, 2, 3. Go. Because. Like sheep having no what? Shepherd. You see, this is what happened in the days of Jesus, and it's still happening in our day to day. We have family members, we have friends, we have neighbors, we have co-workers that are scattered. Are you with me? You see that? You work with them, but they are scattered. They are like sheep having no shepherd. You eat with them every day. You live with them every day. But they are scattered. Do you see them? They are scattered. Yeah, they are your friends. You hang out. Yeah. Every Friday you go out with them. But do you know they are scattered? They are like sheep without shepherd.
Balinga endiga ezitali ko musumba.
Next. Then. Yeah. Let's go back to that because it's a powerful statement. 1, 2, 3, go. He said to his disciples, the harvest is truly what?
Plentiful.
But the laborers are few.
Now,
it's amazing. Who does he call the harvest?
Ani gwaita makungula.
Are you with me? Who is the harvest?
Ani makungula.
The multitudes that are scattered, that are in pain, that are confused. Jesus looks at them and he says, oh, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the workers, the preachers of the kingdom are few. They are very few. And I want you to hear the cry of the Lord when he looks at these people that are scattered everywhere. He says, oh, this is the harvest. But the workers, the harvesters are few. When he looked at them, there was no worker that could see what Jesus sees. Now slap your neighbor and say, do you see what Jesus sees? When you look at your country, at your city, do you see what Jesus sees? When you look at your neighbors, do you see what Jesus sees? Next. There are four. Pray the Lord of the harvest to do what? To send out what? Laborers into the harvest. Now, like it was in the days of Jesus. Let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 1. 1 and 2. Like it was in the days of Jesus, it is true in our day. After these things, the Lord appointed what? 70 others also, and did what? Come on, raise your voice, and did what? 2 by 2 before his face into every city, and okay, he himself was about to go to do what? To preach the kingdom. All right, okay. Number 2, he says, yes, yeah. Into the harvest. Now, as we go out this week, as we go to Masaka, as we go to Butabika community, in the hospital, everywhere we are going, he is sending us 2 by 2, 3, 4, 5 in our groups. And this is what he says to us as we go. The harvest is truly great, but the workers are few. Like it was in his day, it is in our day today. Yes, it is. Like it was in the days of Jesus. It is still the same today. You see, it is the same. There are many more people desperate for the gospel than there are believers willing and ready to share the gospel. The scattered ones are more than the gatherers. Say wow. Or should we say ouch? Yeah. I think we should change from wow to ouch. The scattered ones. Yeah, the scattered ones. Those that are scattered, they are more than us who gather. You see that? And it's dangerous. Okay? So the harvest is greater than the harvesters. And that's what Jesus is saying. And so we need to think about it. And that is why Jesus says it.
era Yesu ya yensonga lwaki akyogera
and he says that we should pray. Now you notice that Jesus never asked us to pray for the harvest. You know, we have been in prayer meetings where we have prayed for the harvest. But you notice that Jesus has never asked us to pray for the harvest. Let's go back.
Today,
the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, do what? Pray the Father of the harvest to send what? Out laborers into the harvest. But do you remember that we have prayed so many times for the harvest? God, send in the harvest. Send in the harvest. But yet, Jesus never asked us to pray for the harvest. He has never asked you to pray for the harvest. What he asked you to do is to pray that the Lord will send workers in the harvest field, right? So when we pray, he says, pray for the workers to come. Because the harvest is big. And yet we pray for the harvest. And after praying for the harvest, we sit inside and wait for the harvest to come.
You'll wait until cows come home. You'll never see the harvest.
Not until we go out into the harvest. Raise your hands and say, I am going out this week. I have a good attitude as I go out. You see, I am preparing us. And I know that this is not new to you. I'm reminding you that we are few. We are few. We are few. And yet the harvest is big. You are eating lunch with scattered people every day. You go out with scattered minds every day. And so the harvester sits in the harvest. And they are not harvesting. So there's a big problem. Slap your neighbor and say, let's wake up. Let's wake up. Amen. So, now, listen to this. The problem is either the field has few workers or it has workers that are poor.
Yeah.
Think about it. Either the harvest field has few workers.
Batono.
Or the workers are there in the harvest, but they are poor at harvesting. So which means they are bad. They are not equipped to harvest. And I think sometimes we are more workers in the harvest field, but we are poor at harvesting. If you check your phone today, how many friends do you have? How many are they are scattered that you have in your phone, but they are scattered? Selah. How many are in your phone? When you scroll like this. How many are in church this morning? In your phone you have people that are on hangover. They are suffering. They are scattered. They drank themselves to death yesterday. You are in church. And you're going to meet them tomorrow. And continue the whole week with them.
They're
scattered. So that my question is, don't you think that we are many now, but we are poor. Very poor at harvesting. We have the harvest around us. Our family members. Yeah. Schoolmates, classmates, deskmates, roommates, they are scattered, but we haven't harvested them. So probably we have workers, but they are poor at harvesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pray today. Two kinds of prayer. One, we're going to respond to the cry of the Lord. You know, it's a beautiful thing to respond to the cry of the Lord. The Lord has a cry. So it's a beautiful thing to respond to the cry of the Lord. Yes. And so we're going to do the most beautiful thing today. To respond to the cry of the Lord. So many times we come and say, Lord, respond to our needs. But today we are not asking Him to respond to our needs. We're
going
to do the most beautiful thing, I'm telling you. The most beautiful thing is we are all going to respond to the cry of the Lord. He says to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. That is a cry. Remember, Matthew said he was filled with compassion. He had pain, he had compassion, his entire system was disorganized. When he looked at those people, when he looked at Butabika, when he looked at Bukomansimbi, when he looked at our slum area, when he looked at Kampala, you drive around and you see painful eyes. You see, painful eyes. People are scattered. So the Lord is crying. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The Lord is crying. And he says, oh, hear me now. The harvest is plenty. But the laborers are few. Everybody raises their hands every day and they ask the Lord, respond to my need. Respond to my need. So many people are so disturbed about their needs. But when will you be disturbed about the heart of the Lord? When will you wake up and say, oh my God is not happy? He sees a need that I don't see. He sees pain I don't see. He hears the cry I don't hear. He sees the sick I don't see. I don't see them, but he sees them. And what pains him most is that he gave us the earth. And he will never violate that law. So there is a law that binds him. He depends on you and I. That's the law. And he's not willing to violate that law. So he bound himself.
Yes,
and he cannot do anything without you. So the Lord's cry depends on your willingness. So as you raise your hands and say, answer me, O God. Answer me, O God. Answer me, O God. Answer me,
O
God. God says, when will you answer my cry? Yeah, I'm preaching to you. When will you answer to the cry? When will you stop asking him and respond to him? So the Lord is asking us today. Young people, the Lord is asking you. Are you
going
to be like your forefathers who
were
so occupied by their needs? Or will you change this generation by responding to my need? So we're going to pray that prayer of responding. And then we're going to pray
tugenda kusaba
that we become many workers
tufuke abakozi bangi
and good workers the heaven even the heavens are Lord's but the earth has oh my God thank you for this verse did you know this verse was there in the Bible
obadde okimanyi nti n'olunyerejero lulimu Bible
okay 1 2 3 go read it 1 2 3 go the heavens even the heavens are the Lord's okay the heavens are
is eggulu lya mukama waffe
but yes
na yes
he has given to the children of men
ajiwadde abana b'abantu
so whatever happens here
kati chone chigena maso
god cannot do anything
kanataswa kola chintu
without you and I
gwenga toliwo
now you can imagine the heart of jesus
kati tebirezo mutima gwa mukama
he cannot do anything
taswa kola chintu chona
what he wants to do
choka chagalo kola
he can't do it
taswa kuchikola
because you can't see it
kubanga gwe taswa kuchiraba
so you see you are binding him
kati olaba ntyo musibye
I can't hear such a message and I go back home and I sleep. I can't.
So kulira wakabwe tunezeye kanene.
So if you leave this place you go and sleep I will know that you know what I'm about to say. So okay. So we're going to pray.
Atugenda kusaba.
What does it mean to be a good worker?
Kitegeza cyo kubera umukozi omulungi.
Write these three things down before we pray.
Wandike ibintu bino bisatu.
What does it mean to be a good harvester?
Kitegeza cyo kubera umukunguzi omulungi.
A good harvester.
Umukunguzi omulungi.
Are you ready?
Mwetegese.
Good kingdom workers.
Abakozi abo bakabalungi.
All harvesters.
Oba bakunguza abalungi.
Are passionate.
Babera no kusasa.
Are you passionate?
Wino kusasira mutimago.
Yeah. So we're going to believe God for passion.
Katugenda kukiriza katono kufuna
kusasira mu. Passionate about their work.
Babirana nokwagala nyokolo mulimo gwawe.
The great commission.
Omulimo gwawe.
So we need passion.
Katweta go bwagazi.
And everything we do we must have passion.
Na bulichona che tukwa tukola mukwagala.
Yes. That's the most. Yes, we must have passion.
Che ko kubira nokwagala
na ma. Yeah, so need some passion, you know. Yeah, show me passion.
Kwagala.
Yes. Yeah. Amos, I don't know, he stands in one place, be like me, you know. Yeah. So anyway, we must have passion.
Tuteko kwera nokwagala.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Number 2.
Kamaibazi wecho kubiri.
Are you passionate?
Oino kwagala.
Yeah. Number 2.
Oino kwagala.
They align their personal interests.
Echo kubiri bateka teka e
they align their personal interests
but ekateka bintu bya bibagalo kola
no they align their personal interests and life goals with a mission of the kingdom
but ekateka emirimo jawe ne bintu bibagalo kola ne bibagalo kufuna ne bibera mu line emu no mulimo gwa kabaka bakatonda
aha yeah babi teka mu line yemu
in one line yeah. The line
yeah kati wobanga oyagala kubira doctor oyagala kubira doctor lwacho oyagala kubira doctor
if you want to be a doctor why do you want to be a doctor
so chokola okwata career yo nokwata ebintu bino bina byokola ebyobulamu no bi tunuza mu gole libite okubayona binanga mu line yeyo
everything that you want to do everything you want to achieve in life must be aligned
so gamba kunanye togezanga nova ko
never leave
tova ko bila ku line what
stay on the course
yeah tuli kuchife tuli ku line
we stay on the course
tova ko tuli wa ku line
we never leave the course
okay so you align your personal interests
oteka bila lokola ne bila mu line
and so they have a one thing attitude they have a one thing attitude
babira nendo uza nimpisa nintegere yekole chintu chimu
chimu tetukola bintu bingi
one thing we don't do many things
yeah tetukola bintu bingi tukole chintu achi
we do one thing
kyovala wa wanoku face park kokole bintu ebi tategeranga tukutereza tukulaga woyina okutunula.
That's why we align you if you do things that are not.
Mulimu abantu nakola kino nakola kiri nakola kino nakola
kiri. Somebody does a lot of things.
Nakola kino nabera mu mandazi nagenda ko musumbusa nagenda ko mchapati nagenda ko katoko nagenda ko no you know salawoga mbeze ngenda ku college
make a decision and do one thing.
Bagenda kumanya.
They are going to know me because of this one thing.
So
that
we
I
want
do.
To be known for one thing.
The
Great Commission. One thing attitude. One thing attitude. So we align all our interests to this thing.
Number three.
Are you ready for number three? They serve a higher purpose to fulfill the calling.
But baweereza omulimu ogusingira ddala obukulu okutuukiriza okuyitibwa.
So we have many things.
Katulina ebintu bingi
byenjawulo. But there is a higher purpose.
Ne waliwo omulimu oguli waggulu.
Okay, there is a higher purpose.
Waliwo omulimu ogusingako.
They are psychologically engaged and committed to the Great Commission.
Mu ndowooza yaabwe bulijjo buli lunaku bakwatagana era ne bateekayo omutima eri obutumwa obukulu.
So we have one thing attitude.
Katulina endowooza ya
so we're gonna pray
katugenda kusaba.
As we enter this love encounter.
Nga tuyingira mu love encounter eno.
We're going to prepare our hearts.
Tugenda kuteka teka mitima jaffe.
And we're going to align everything in our hearts.
Era tugenda teka teka bulisho nechili mitima jaffe.
To the Great Commission.
Eriyo obutumwa obukulu.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to pray a prayer.
Tugenda kusaba sala.
We want to respond.
Twagala kwanukula.
Can we take this away? We're going to respond.
Twagala kwanukula.
To the call.
Okwanukula eri okuyitibwa.
Yeah, we're going to respond to the call.
Tugenda kwanukula eri okuyitibwa.
Because so many times we have asked God to respond.
Kubanga ebiseera bingi tusabye Katonda yanukule.
To our needs.
Okwanukula eri ebyetaago byaffe.
But now
ne kakati
we want him to respond.
Twagala okwanukula.
To his need.
Ebyetaago bye.
Let's stand on our feet, please.
Katumie ku bigere byaffe.
How many of you say, my eyes are opening to something that I didn't know? You know, I know you've heard this message many times. It is not new. You've heard it many times. But every time you hear it, it has to open something new. One day,
Nakulum.
I was praying.
Nalin Saba.
And I was asking God to meet the needs of my people because I have a heart for my country. I have a heart for my country. I have a heart for the poor. So all my life, I have been advocating for our country, our people.
Kati obulamu bwange bonna mbadde njayana nga nwanirira abantu baffe n'ensi yaffe.
Even at a very early age.
Nga nkyali mwana muto.
But there is a season in my life where God spoke to me and changed how I thought about his work concerning the people.
Waliwo ebiro kanalo yakyuse endowooza yange mu ngeri gye nnali ndowoozaamu ku bikwatagana n'abantu.
So I was praying and I was presenting the needs of our people.
Kati nnali nsaba nga ntadde ebyetaago by'abantu baffe eri Mukama.
We had just done some work in Natete.
Twali twakamala okukola omulimu ogumu e Natete.
Some years ago.
Myaka mingi emabega.
So I came back to my hotel room.
Ne nkoma we nnali nsula.
And I had seen a baby that was burnt in the house.
Ngandabi omwana gwe bali bokedde mu nyumba.
The mother left the baby and she went to sell corn.
Mama yaleka omwana we mu nyumba nagenda okutunda kasoli kukubo.
And the little house caught fire.
Era kayumba akatona kasisira nikakwata omuliro.
And the baby was burnt.
Omwana najiramu.
And the baby died.
Omwana nafa.
So I went to that house.
Kanagenda mu nyumba.
When the police was taking the body of the baby.
Police ngejawo mwana afudde.
And I went to this mother.
Ningene eri mama ono.
She was crying.
Mama nga akaba.
And I spoke to her.
Ninjogera naye.
And she told me,
Mama nangamba.
In a tete here. And she said, if I stayed in the house,
nagamba singa mbeera mu nyumba eno,
the baby would die of hunger.
Omwana yandibadde afa enjala.
But I went to make money so I can feed the baby and the baby died.
Nagenze kukola sente omwana afune ekyokulya nerabe omwana afudde.
And I was so heavy in my heart.
Mutima gwange neguzitowa nnyo.
So I went back to my hotel room and I was crying to the Lord.
Nenzirayo mu hotel nga nkabirira Mukama.
I said, God, when will you finish the problems of Uganda?
Ningama Mukama unamala odi ebizibu bya Uganda.
When will you take care of the poverty of Uganda?
Unao jawo otyo bwavu mu Uganda.
And I was crying to the Lord.
Nga mukabirira.
I refused to eat that day.
Ningano kuri onako olonga nkaba.
And the Lord spoke to me.
Kama nayogera nange.
And he said,
nagamba,
teach my people to respond to my need.
Somesa abantu bango okwanu kuleri ekyetaago kyange.
It is their response.
Okwanu kulakwabwe.
To my heart.
Eri omutima gwange.
That will change their lives.
Kwe kujja okukyusa obulamu bwabwe.
Now that day.
Kati olunaku olwo.
That day.
Olunaku olwo.
Changed how I thought about our needs.
Kwakyusa engeri gye ndowooza ku byetaago byaffe.
How many of you here today?
Bameka ku mwabali wano lero.
That are saying I want to surrender.
Abaga manjala kwewayo.
And fully commit.
Niwireyo dala mubuju.
To respond daily.
Okwanu kula bulirunaku.
To the need of the master.
Eriyo ebyetaago bya Mukama afe.
Jesus wants people.
Yesu ayagala bantu.
You give him people.
Bomuwa abantu.
He will take care of the rest.
Ajja kulabirira ebyetaago byo.
I come from a very poor background.
Mva mu byayite ebyennyo.
I was adopted from a poor background.
Nazali okuva mu byayite bizibu.
But my father taught me one thing.
Netatanga yanjigize ekintu kimu.
He says all you have is Jesus.
Choka choina ye Yesu.
You serve him.
Omwereza.
And sky will be the limit of your life.
Erebire joku bekomoli obulamu bwo.
Jesus.
Yes.
When you serve him.
Bomwereza.
When you give him your life.
Bomwo bulamu bwo.
And serve him fully.
Nomwereza mubuchu.
Sky will be the limit of your life.
Toliko komo jona agenda.
So now I'm calling you.
Kati nolero mbaita.
Especially young people.
Nadala bavubuka.
I am calling you to respond.
Mbaita okwanukula.
To the heart of the Lord.
Eriyo mutima gwa
Katonda. I am calling you to respond to the most beautiful thing.
Mbaita okwanukula eriyo ekintu ekisinga
obulungi. The most beautiful thing.
Ekintu ekisinga obulungi.
That you can ever respond to.
Cho tadamu kwanukula.
So I'm gonna open up the altar.
Ngenda kugulawo ekifo kino.
And don't walk but run.
Totambula nejango duka.
You see, what is in your heart,
echiri mutimago,
we see it on your body.
Tuchiraba kumubirigo.
So when you see me, that is what is in my heart.
Bolaba ngachamuka mwe echiri mutimago wangi.
So what is in your heart right now?
Kati echiri mutimago kakati.
Let us see it manifesting.
Katuchirabe ngachirabisibwa.
So we're gonna run to the altar.
Katugenda kuduka emisinde tuje
maso. Doing the most beautiful thing.
Tukole ekintu ekisinga obulungi.
And what we are doing now is a sign of faith.
Era kitukola lero ke kabonerako
ku. We are responding.
Twanukula.
To the most beautiful thing.
Eri ekintu ekisinga obulungi.
Coming and saying, Lord, I want to respond to your call.
Okujanuga mukama njala kwanukula eri okuyitibwa.
Run here on your knees or your stand, whatever you want to do, but respond to the call. I'm doing an altar call right now.
Nkola okubayita kakati okujja maso.
If it is getting saved, get saved.
Wekuwangu yala kuloka jangolo okoke.
Yes.
Lero.
Respond to the call.
Yanukula okukaba.
Say, I want to serve you, Jesus.
Gama njala kuweleza Mukama.
I want to respond to that call.
Njala kuweleza.
I want to be a good worker.
Njala kuwele omukozi
omulungi. I want to go in the harvest.
Njala genda makungula.
I'm going to give you people.
Ngenda kuletera abantu.
I'm going to give you souls.
Ngenda kuletera emyoyo.
Are you with me?
Oliwa munange.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Come on, run and come to the altar right now.
Maso kakati.
Run and come at the altar.
Jango duka.
You want to respond to the call.
Oyagala kwanukula eri okuyitibwa.
You want to bring people to Jesus.
Oyagala kuleta abantu eri Yesu.
You want to be the harvester that makes him happy.
Oyagala kula okungula okusanyusa.
Run and come here, face me.
Jango
raise tumule. Your hands and respond to the call.
Imuse mikono juu yanukula okuyitibwa.
Come on, run and come. Run
jango
and come.
Duka, duka, jango duka.
Respond to the call.
Yanukula eri okuyitibwa.
Come forward.
Mweyongere maso.
Come forward.
Mweyongere maso.
We are responding.
Twanukula.
We are responding.
Twanukula.
We are responding.
Twanukula.
Raise your hands.
Imusa mikono gyo buli omu.
Woo!
Osharabale bosikatatale modu. Oshilalalalalalalala.
Raise your hands everybody and say, Lord, I surrender my life.
Imusa mikono gyo buli omuntu gamu kama newayo.
If you can use anything, use me. I commit my life to your service. I'm gonna serve you. I will bring people to you. I will bring souls to you. I am a soul winner. I preach the kingdom to the scattered. I commit to this. My Lord, I respond to your cry. I respond to your heart. In Jesus' name. You've done the most beautiful thing. Clap your hands. You've done the most beautiful thing. Please take your seats. You've done the most beautiful thing. You've done the most beautiful thing. Yes. You've done the most beautiful thing. The most beautiful. The most beautiful. Amen. The most beautiful thing. If you're here today, take your seats. We are closing. We are closing. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. We appreciate you, Lord. We are humble people. Simple. But hungry. We want to be used of you. In Jesus' name. Father, I bless your people. I pray for everyone here that you meet them and you use them, that you empower them and you increase them to serve you, to do your work. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.